bless more by God's word today, let me introduce our feast builder, Brother J. Paul Hernandez.
Thanks. Amen. Good morning, everybody. Can we give God a big clap offering? Please tap the person beside you and say, I'm glad you're here. I just want to say to everyone here in this room, I pray for your healing. I pray for your breakthrough. I pray for your restoration. I pray for miracles in your life. Amen. To all the first-time attendees, I just want to welcome you. You won't go in front, but just can you raise your hand? I just want to welcome you and say a blessing to you. Welcome to the feast. Welcome. Welcome home. If you're beside a first-time attendee, tell them, welcome home. Amen. Are you ready to be blessed? Ready to receive God's word? In the name of the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today I receive all of God's love for me. Today I open myself to the unbounded, limitless, overflowing abundance of God's universe. Today I open myself to God's blessings, healing, and miracles. Today I open myself to God's word so that I become more like Jesus every day. Today I proclaim that I'm God's beloved, I'm God's servant, I'm God's powerful champion. And because I am blessing the world in Jesus' name. Amen.
My word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
We're going to finish this talk series with the message, The Power of Community Life. And next week, as we March and to April, of course, Easter may onting. We'll be here on Easter, okay? So please tell everyone we'll be here on Easter Sunday. So FYI. So next week onwards, we're gonna talk about 1 Corinthians. So we're gonna unbox 1 Corinthians. But today we're gonna end this series, Table Talks, with the message, The Power of Community Life. According to U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy, there is an epidemic of loneliness. And I believe a lot of people in this world are lonely. A lot of cardiac sicknesses have a root on loneliness, sadness, feeling of being alone. Look at the person beside you. Mukha pa siyang malungkot. Sabihin mo sa kanya, papasayahin kita. Brothers and sisters, my dear family, my dear farmers, we're stuck with our phones today. We're connecting. Alam mo, nahihirapan ako. Like the other day, I think kausap ko si Jack sa Messenger. Ito yung discussion namin sa Messenger. Ito yung discussion namin sa Telegram. Ito yung discussion namin sa IG. So parang litong-lito na kami sa isa. And that's how the world is. There are different platforms for communication, but we're not connecting enough. Do you agree with me? We're at home, we're on our phones. When we're dining out with friends, we're in our phones. Malamig na yung pagkain. Hindi pa din nakakain kasi kailangan din picturean. Do you agree? We need human connection. So, say this with me. I need people. Kahit introvert ako. Friends, I'm not saying that you and I be the most, you know, extrovert person in the world like Myron, the one in orange. Kailang kulay niya talaga is extrovert. But I'm telling you, you need to connect with people. They say that you need 2 or 3 good relationships to be healthy. How are your relationships? Single ako, brother. Hindi yun yung topic natin. Ibang topic yan. Romans chapter 12 says, for as in one body we have many parts and all the parts do not have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, individually parts of one another. We need each other. Let's pray. Jesus, I ask you to help me trust again, to help me love again, to help me connect again. Please heal my trauma, my fears, my worries, and my anxieties. Prepare me for people that you will send in my life. This I pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Sit down. Can you hug five people? We need hugs, right? So can you hug or high five people? Five people and say, God wants you. Can you go around? Just hug them, high five, tickle them, embrace them. Done, you can sit down. Please sit down, everybody. Woo! Last year, I started 2023 by injuring my knee. So na-injure yung tuhod ko. I remember when I was reflecting for this talk in Novotel, saan yung Feast Novotel before, I could not even kneel down for the sa mass. Ang sakit niya. Like, tinitiis ko lang yung pain. I could not go down the stairs. I could not go up the stairs. It was really, really painful. So, my injury was quite painful and it was hard to work out, hard to move. Ang sakit niya. Parang umiiyak na ako, Lord, ano na ba to? Di na ba ako kailangan ko naman knee replacement. Yung mga ganyan, dami kong drama. Madrama po akong tao. So, it was hard. But, I just kept on moving and moving, getting rehab. By September, the inflammation, the injury started getting better. So by September, I started jogging again. I slowly started running. And so I have a group of friends that I work out together. But I just want to honor this. Like my friend, wala sila dito, they don't go to the feast. So my friends, Ricky and Dan, among our friends, they had to slow down running because I couldn't run yet. I couldn't run the normal run I do. So I would run very slow. And these guys, they run fast. But because they're my friends and they want me to get better, do you know what they did? Ask me what? They ran slower. They ran slower so that I could keep up. They ran slower for 3 months. September, October. Tama, 3 months. So they had to run slower so that I could keep up and I will not be left behind. And so that, because I wasn't running or moving for a long time, si Dan, ang kanyang power is magkwento for 2 hours na tumatakbo. So imagine mo, tumatakbo siya, alam mo ba, ito, ganyan. So nagkikwento lang siya. And that kept me going until now I can run again. I'm stronger, my legs are stronger, my injuries are better. I'm better. So that's my fitness community that helped me become stronger and better. Basically, they helped me get fit again. And here at the feast, we're more than a fitness community. We're a spiritual community and a relational community. We are bringing Jesus to people. We're uniting families. We're healing trauma. We're connecting people. We're helping people get better. And the end goal is lahat tayo sama-sama sana sa heaven. So tignan mo nga yung mga mukha ng katabi mo. Sana kasama natin siya sa eternity. Sabi mo sa kanya, walang iwanan. Community is life-giving. There is no such thing as a Lone Ranger Christian. We cannot do it alone. You cannot be Catholic alone. You cannot follow Jesus alone. Believe it or not, my dear brothers and sisters, you need me and I need you. We need people. We need laughter in the table. We need to eat together. It doesn't have to be buffet all the time, pero masarap din yun. But what we need is to connect with people. Community life is so crucial and important. Church people are not the only ones who need, but also secular people. Diba, kaya nga nauso, Rotary, JCs, all of these organizations, because we need connections. Scott Peck, the best-selling author and psychologist, defines community as, community is a group of individuals who have learned how to communicate honestly with each other, whose relationships go deeper than their masks of composure, and who have developed some significant commitment to rejoice together, mourn together, and to delight in each other, make others' conditions in our own. We have to connect, to be vulnerable. We have to smile together, cry together, laugh together, win together. So whenever somebody at the feast tells me, I bought a new car, I celebrate. Ask me why. Because that blessing is our blessing. Somebody buys a house, gets married, moves on from trauma. We all celebrate because your win is our win. Do I hear an amen? Tell the person beside you, when you win, I win. Community life is living life together. In the Greek word, so the one another is in Greek, alielon. Sorry, Hebrew lang ang kabisado ko. Joke lang, hirap ako sa Greek. Which means one another, each other, mutually, reciprocally. And this word in Greek, so just in case, okay lang bang onting Bible nerdiness? Is that okay with you? Old Testament is written in Hebrew, first part of five books of the Old Testament is in Hebrew, the next is in Aramaic, and the New Testament is in Greek. Ask me why Greek? Because it was the lingua franca of the society. So, during that time, the Greek word of aion was mentioned in the New Testament 100 times. And what does repetition mean? Repetition means it is important in Scripture. So God is teaching us we need to be together. It is also that point of social integration. May kaibigan ako sa youth ministry. Ang galing niyang sales executive ngayon. And nung kausap ko siya, paano ka gumaling sa sales? And you know what she told me? Ask me what? Sa youth ministry, natuto akong makipag-usap sa mas successful or mas adult sa akin. Natuto akong maging makapalang muka because do you remember? We had to raise funds when we were young. So natuto akong magbenta. Bata pa lang natuto na ako and it has helped me in my career today. Friends, the things we do here in the ministry, the service we do, it adds value to us in our lives. For most of you who don't know me, or parang hindi pa nyo kilala ng matagal, I grew up with a stutter. And I tell you this, hirap na hirap ang tech team pag ako ang speaker. Ask me why. Because I speak very mahina yung volume. Soft-spoken ako. And talagang minamax nila yung audio para marinig nyo ako. Because I'm naturally a shy person. Natuto lang ako makipag-connect because of community and sports. So, community life brings us forward in life. Am I making sense to you? Susan Pinker of TED Talks said, what prolongs life and make it more meaningful would be strong, intimate relationship and social integration. Have you watched The Blue Zones in Netflix? So most of them, ang pinaka-connection, yung people who live to 100, you need purpose and you need community. Basically, simple lang, kailangan mo ng kaibigang kamarites. Kailangan mo ng kachismisan sa buhay, in just to simplify. Brothers and sisters, I like being alone. And being alone and isolation are different. Isolating yourself from people is blocking love from others. And we can't have that. You know why? The definition of hell in Christian theology is this. Do you want to know? Absolute loneliness. Total separation from the grace of God. So hell is basically absolute isolation. So some people are not yet dead, but they're in hell. Do you know people like that? Because they isolate themselves from people. I'm not saying you need 20,000 Facebook friends, but I'm saying you need to commune with people. And even if the feast, even in church, it is messy. People are messy. And embracing the mess of people, that's what makes you healthy. Sabi ni Jurity, dati akala ko si Brother J. Paul napaka-holy, napaka-bait, napaka-ganyan. So tumagal ako sa feast, the more I got part of this, na-realize ko siya ang pinaka-naunguna mang asar. Grabe yung love language niya, pang-aasar. Parang alam mong mahal ka niya pag inasar ka niya. Yung ganun. And you know what I'm grateful for is, hindi mo na ako nang taapi ng tao, but you know, I like pranks and I don't know, that's me. It's people accepted me for who I am, and some people are quiet and we accept them for who they are. Some people, RBF, tanggap na natin. We're all different people. May iba dito, wala pang sinasabi na hangiti na. But what is important is we accept each other for who we are. If may katabi ka, kurutin mo siya at sabihin mo, tanggap kita. Kahit ganyan ka. There's a talk by Brother Bo of, the title of the talk is, Why Community? And Brother Bo tells us, our founder of the feast, is that you can summarize community life by just reading Romans chapter 12. So the first is, let's read and we'll summarize. I urge, we worship, number one, we worship as one. 12 verse 1 says, I urge you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, your spiritual worship. Worship, to be authentic, is a self-sacrifice, a life that is pleasing to the Lord. Imagine if everyone is unselfish, then life would be so much better. Do you agree with me? Then worshiping and sacrificing is much more fun. We make music here, and worship is not music, but worship should teach us. So the music should teach us to worship God every day. So the songs we sing teaches us to live a life of sacrifice. So, but why do we make music if it's not the end all and be all of worship? Ask me why. Because music is beautiful and beauty leads to Jesus. So tell the person beside you, you look so beautiful. Friends, Jesus is true, good, and beautiful. Everything that is beautiful leads to Jesus. That's why we appreciate ang ganda ng babae, hindi tinatago. We show it, we reveal it. We reveal the beauty of the Blessed Mother because the beauty leads us to God. Have you noticed everything that is perverse is done in darkness, hidden in isolation? But if you want to reveal true beauty, it will always lead to Jesus. So, let's be part of this community that worships together. Number two, be one mind. Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says, do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect. We all have our inner journey. And journeying together is so good. Last year, I led a pilgrimage and half, like 3/4 of the people in the pilgrimage to the Holy Land, I didn't know. But from that pilgrimage, we became closer and closer. Why? Because we went to 3 countries, Jordan, Israel, and Egypt. May isa pa kaming kasama na wala, akala niya na wala niya yung bag and passport. So lahat kami, paano tayo uuwi? Yung ganyan. But makes you close. So dapat, because of that success, we planned on doing it yearly after Easter. Bakit after Easter? Tanyo sa akin, bakit? Kasi springtime is the best time to go to the Holy Land. Tamang lamig at init lang. And tapos na lahat ng celebrations. So maluwag ang Jerusalem. So yun lang, just in case you wanna go with me or someone else next time. Spring is the best. But we had to postpone it. Kasi, wala lang. Baka may balang because there's, you know, tension in Israel right now. So hopefully by end of the year or early next year, we go again. But what's the point? Journeying together. Life is a pilgrimage. The church is actually in a pilgrim journey to forever. That is basically the church progression. The more you become part of the feast, maybe you come here judgmental. The longer you stay, mas magiging judgmental ka. Joke lang. But the longer you stay, medyo judgmental na lang. And darating ang panahon, wala na. Don't be too hard on yourself if you make mistakes. That's why you need community. We're slowly getting better. Because the most important thing in community is love. Romans 12 verse 3 says, "From the grace given to me, tell everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than one ought to think, but to think soberly, each according to the measure of faith that God has apportioned." Verse 16 says, "Have the same regard for one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation." What is humility? As feast builder, I'm not the most important person in this room. I am as valuable as the person clicking the computer, the person welcoming, the person collecting. Why? Because we make the body of Christ. We make this whole. Ang pinaka-test of being humble is this, is when God brings you saint makers. Can you say the word saint makers? Ano yung saint makers? These are people na ang sarap sakalin. Ang sarap patayin. Nakaka-impatient. And why do we call them saint makers? Because instead of sapakin mo siya, Lord, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord, you will just pray the rosary dahil sobra siya nakakainis. So each time that you are confronted by a very difficult person in your life, just wag mo sabihin sa kanya. Just whisper in your heart, "You are my saint maker. I will go to heaven because of you." So next time, medyo gusto mo maging masama, sabihin mo sa katabi mo, "Alam mo, saint maker kita." Number 4, serve one another. Romans 12 verse 4 to 8 and 11 says, "For as in one body we have many parts, and all the parts do not have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually parts of one another. Since we have the gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us exercise them, if prophecy in proportion to the faith, if ministry in ministering, if one is teacher in teaching, if one exhorts in exhortation, if one contributes in generosity, if one is over others with diligence, if one does acts of mercy with cheerfulness, do not grow slack in zeal. Be fervent in spirit of the Lord." We all have different giftings. Alam nyo, sa feast, medyo meron silang style sa akin. Pag wala nang iba magsusulat na builder, tatawag sa akin, "Pwede ka magsulat? May choice ba ako?" Parang ganun, sa bulletin or sometimes sa ibang parts. Hindi dahil magaling akong magsulat, pero dahil wala sila ibang mabully. Bully yung mga yan. And what is this point? Church, the church's gift is unity in diversity. And being the body of Christ, we are called to love through our gifting. So please, yung tingin mong walang kwenta mong gift, gift yan. And use that to bless Feast Magnolia. Serve ka na. Bakas may ano eh, no? Tara, G. Number 5, love and honor one another. Romans 12 verse 9-10 says, "Let love be sincere. hate what is evil, hold on to what is good, love one another with mutual affection, anticipate one another in showing honor. Outside of the community, it is life is law of the jungle. Survival of the fittest, tutulakin kita para manalo ako, hindi ganun ang mundo. At Feast Magnolia, we follow the law of the farm. We reap what we sow, and we reap, we sow together, we reap together. We harvest together. Do I hear an amen? Amen. Rejoice in hope, endure in affliction, persevere in prayer, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. One of our leaders, Brother RV, you know, lost his dad this week. And sabi ko, Lord, bad trip naman to. Ang layo nila. Parang we had to go to the province. And I personally had to, you know, cancel plans just to visit at makiramay. Why? Because that's what we do. This is who we are. In good times and in bad times, we adjust our schedule to give love to other people. To message each other, kamusta ka na? To cry, to help. We're imperfect. I'm imperfect. Nung pandemic or nung may crisis kami, nasa hospital kami, I couldn't visit people who were losing families. But that's why we need each other. We fill the void to help each other. Romans 12 verse 8 says, contribute to the needs of the holy ones, exercise hospitality, bless those who persecute you, and bless those who curse them. Friends, we are the ones to be called generous. We give to the community that nourishes us. I'm inviting you to commit. You give your time, your talent, your treasure. Time to be here, talent, your gifting, your treasure. Why? Because we have a mission. We are going to fund this mission together. And how do we do this? By slowly growing. Can you give an example? If we already add a drums and other parts of the band, may cost yun. May additional cost. And naawa kami ngayon sa mga drummer natin. Hindi sila makapag-serve kasi wala tayong drums. But we cannot yet do it because we're still slowly growing our finances. And the more you give, and you will see every Sunday, nagbibigay ako, nakapag-drums na, nakapag-dagdag na tayo ng gamit because what we do here is your contribution. And the more you give, we can also do missions outside. We can help the poor, help the needy, help the hurting. And when you go to sleep, you will say, I'm part of this. I get to do this. Romans chapter 12, verse 17 to 21 says, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be concerned for what is noble in the sight of all. If possible, on your part, live at peace with all. Beloved, do not look for revenge, but leave room for the wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. So pag may chumismis at umaway sa'yo, huwag mo nang awayin. Si Lord na aaway for you. Rather, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing so, you will heap burning coals upon his head. Do not be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good. Friends, let us love one another. Next time, mali yung order mo, huwag mo nang awayin yung server. Correct mo na lang. We start with that simply. Yes? A few weeks ago, I was tested. Kasi yung guard dito, hindi pa alam yung feast. Napipikon na ako. So gusto ko na mapikon. Tapos, lunok na lang ako. Kagat ako ng dila. Tapos eventually, na-gets niya na. Tapos pinapasok na ako. That's one way of being kind to those na ayaw mo maging kind with. We start with the janitor. We start with our staff, with our people. We start being kind to them. And slowly, the grace of the Lord will occupy your life and we be the most loving and kind and happy You know, my wife and I agreed that Saturday night, medyo mas matutulog ako because may feast. And while she has to take care of the baby, but yesterday I really saw that she lacked sleep and pagod siya, and I have may buong araw ako wala. So she came married the whole day for their newborn. So I had to wake up earlier and like less sleep than normal to be here to take care of the baby and love her, love you, and love the people we'll serve. Kailangan mag-sacrifice. And in every sacrifice, there is a reward by God, maybe not financial, but what God rewards you with is more than what you pray for. Do I hear an amen? So community is living life together. So I'm going to show you, we grow together and gather to create connections and memories, that is to gather. Community life to get here. Better life is better together, so we will get there. And you are never alone. We are together. My worry, my fear, is that you will feel alone in life. So please make this feast your home, because I'd rather be stressed on how we can love and support you than knowing that you faced life alone. We go through life together. We run together, we cry together, we suffer together. Amen? I'm going to show you a photo of us. So, nung photo sa left, bagong-bago pa lang ata kami ni Viv mag-boyfriend and girlfriend niya and si Brother Obet. And then the photo next is 2022, Christmas. Wala na si Brother Monching. So Brother Monching, yung nakasalamin doon, wala siya dito because he already left for Canada because he was called to be the country builder, the head of Canada. So they had to move their family. And why am I showing this photo? Because, grabe na yak na sa araw. Because Brother Obet and these friends of mine saved my life. There was a time in my life, ayoko na kay Lord. Ayoko na, gusto ko nang umalis, galit na galit ako. Ayoko na. But these men, these families welcomed us, loved us. Naging mag-asawa kami. We went through suffering, miscarriage, and they've always been there. Noong 2023, wala ako sa photo because my wife was bedridden. But they still prayed for us. So what am I saying? We've been journeying together, these friends of mine, for 14 years. And malayo pa pupuntahan namin. And I want that same gift for you and me. I want you to find your one true love here at the feast. My wife and I met at the feast. I want you to have healing of relationships here at the feast. I want you to raise families here at the feast. I want you to have that feeling that maybe the next generation that we will raise, they will be better than us. They'll be happier. They'll have less trauma than us. They will be healed and healing the world. That is our mission here at Feast Magnolia. Do I hear a big amen? Let's all stand up. So my dear farmers, life has not been always kind to you and me. There were days na may pera, walang pera. I mean, for some of you, 2008 financial crisis was bad, pandemic was bad, Asian crisis was bad. There have been crises in business and career, yes? There have been crises in relationships, in love life, and a lot of things. All of us, most of us here, are healing through pain. Some are broken in relationships, in their security, in themselves. We all have that woundedness or that void in us. Saint Augustine says, our hearts are restless until they find rest in you. And my prayer, my dear Feast family, is we grow in love, we grow in community, so that the cycle of brokenness stops with our generation, and the next generation will raise, will be healed, will be whole. this world. Do I hear an amen?